the whole topic is that it's not about me.
Amen.
It's not about us. When we talk about sin, we in the society that we live in, we tend to look at everything through ourselves. I'm more right than the other person. I have a right to react this way. I have a right to do this, do that. But with the Christian, there's a responsibility to the one that loved me and gave himself for me. How horrible is sin? Because of one little thought. If it wasn't for Christ Jesus, I would have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Because of one little sin, I can't enter into God's presence. I can't spend eternity in heaven. How awful is my sin? Eternal separation from God, if it wasn't for Christ Jesus and what he's done for me on Calvary's cross. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it tells me that because of this, I am not my own. I have to stop looking at things through my own eyes. I have to look at things through God's eyes. And I have to recognize what it says in the next verse, verse 20, that I have been bought with a price. So I have a responsibility as a Christian to think, where would I spend eternity if it wasn't for Christ? What was the price that Christ paid because of my one little sin? We all know that it's way more than one little sin that each and every one of us does every single day. It's, we are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We have a responsibility for the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that we live. It's not, can I get away with this, or this wasn't so bad. It's, what is heaven's assessment? What did it cost the Lord Jesus Christ?
It would have been easy for the Lord Jesus to say, I mean, when in the Garden of Gethsemane, we look at what the cup, what is he going to endure? He didn't try to shrink from it and say, well, you know, it wasn't really saying that bad. Do I have to pay that? Do I have to experience the shame? Do I have to experience? There is nobody, and I don't want to be sentimental, but really, there was nobody that was put to shame like the Lord Jesus. You get somebody and drag him and kick him and spit on him. Drag him in front of everybody. And his body would suffer. And he saw the mockery. How many of you would endure if somebody started making fun of you? When you are weak and you cannot do anything in the Bible. How many would love that? Well, it's your sins of mine. But that's in his soul. But above all, really, really above all, I think we read Psalm 22 and verse 1. The Lord Jesus experienced for 3 hours a fiery judgment of God. It's going to take all eternity, for sinners to be in the lake of fire, paying for their sins, all eternity. You know, if you get a magnifying glass and you put it in the sun, you try to concentrate the power of the sun in that magnifying glass and you could lit a fire. I want you to imagine the power and the fury of the judgment of God that's going to be poured upon sinners all eternity in 3 hours. A concentration of that was upon the Lord Jesus as he was paying for what you laugh at sometimes. And what you think it's funny, and what you think it's pleasurable, and what you think it's not a big deal, and what you ask what's wrong with that. This is your estimation. That is what the Son of God, the Holy One, he could not, it, to him sin was like somebody hate, I don't want to use example, but let me use it. If you hate spiders or insects, and you have couple of them crawling on you, what a feeling you would have. You would just, you cannot take it, nauseate. That's how sin was to the Lord Jesus. And yet he endured it. And he took the punishment of it. He couldn't make sin because of what you think is not a big deal. And you want to hang around your friend and laugh about it. Or you want to do your own self well. Or you want to think of a poor story. Almost the Lord Jesus that much. Do you really want to do that? Do you want to break his heart again? What a cost. Very expensive. No silver, no gold, no blood of goats and bulls that have been shed. Not even if your own brother or sister will say, I'll die for you, I'll take your place, could obtain your redemption. Nothing. The Holy One, the Righteous One, the Son of God, the Pure One, God manifested in flesh, the Beloved of God, the Eternal Son who is ever in the bosom of the Father, became man. Walked in that street. No place to lay down his head. Every one of us had a home. Every one of us had a pillow. Son of God didn't. Every one of us carried money. Asking for money is either go and catch a fish and find money and pay. That's how what cost him to come down. The journey for 30 years. The groaning that he had seen as he walked around and saw the effect of sin on man. Diseases, sicknesses, death, misery, it's a result of sin. And he came to take that sin away. What a cost he paid, and what Savior we have. Did you break his heart? Did you break his heart and go and continue on like nothing happened? Sin is not funny.
John, could I just quickly connect this, just before we close, if you don't mind, because I think the line that Emil just picked up on, he referred to the Garden of Gethsemane experience, and I think we probably need to leave with the real feeling of this. He says, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. His holy soul shrunk for a moment at the greatness of the cup and what its contents were. When it comes over to Peter taking off the air of the servant of the high priest in John 18, the Lord Jesus turns to Peter and says, put up thy sword in thy sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Now let me take you to a prophetical line. Psalm 75 tells us what that cup is. And here is what he says. Psalm 75 and verse 8. In the hand of the Lord there is a cup. The wine is red. It is full of mixture. And he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. That's the end. But right now that cup was in the hand of the Lord, fully mixed, and God was pouring it out in those 3 hours of anguish upon his Son. That cup contained everything that you can imagine that was related to you and to me.
I pray that we will all have the same hope from the Lord that Peter received from him. Just always that scene when Peter denied the Lord. And I could see the picture where the Lord is looking at Peter. Because he felt the disappointment of it. That the man that confesses him, yet he will betray him and deny him 3 times. And the Lord has to look at him and say, in one sense, he didn't say much, you know, the Lord, but his look, Peter could tell from his look. And you know what? Enough of just our foolish hearts doing what is good for me and what is best for me. And we've heard, it's not about me. And if we are doing something foolish, I just pray that the Lord will give you the same look that he gave Peter, that Peter couldn't contain himself but cry bitterly. The Lord felt it. The Lord was disappointed. And I'm going to challenge you not to be the cause for the Lord to be disappointed. I wonder, in closing, without the piano, if we can sing hymn number 400 and just take hold of it about the suffering of Christ.